Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Okay, we're back. God Invention Radio. We have Steve Allen giving us some great information. Thank you, inventors, for passing all these great emails. Steve, you're a hit tonight. Thank you.
Sure.
Great information. These guys are loving it. So we were just on the topic, and this is the last segment, so I want to get as much as I can in with you. So just touching again on how the reps get paid, because there's a couple questions coming in. Obviously, it's different for different industries and so forth, like you mentioned.
Right. It varies by industry and by type of account. If it's small account business, reps often get paid 10-plus percent up to as much as 20. However, that generally would be in a very high-profit, gifty type line that would go to gift specialty stores. You know, they'd go to the Hallmark stores, or something like that, where they go out and make calls on dozens of little accounts every day. The flip side is you sell something to Walmart, it's a multi-million-dollar business, so maybe you make 3% on that.
Okay, understand. And just to give the listeners out there just a quick example, so if I have a product and I'm selling it, let's say, to Walmart, or I tell you to sell it, you're my rep, you sell it to Walmart for $5, you're making 3% of the $5.
Yeah, 10, 15 cents. Yeah.
Okay. It's not based on the retail of what Walmart sells it for.
No.
It's based on what you sell it to Walmart for.
No, it's based on the cost.
Okay. Understood. So maybe you can expand a little bit more on how else reps get paid, especially the master rep.
The master rep generally, because he dedicates a lot of his time to your particular project, the master rep often receives some kind of a retainer, a monthly retainer, plus a small percentage of the national business. And it's his job to set up for you a network of sales reps and to help you manage those sales reps.
Okay. And what's a typical retainer, just on average?
A retainer, I would say, is usually somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 a month. And usually the percentage will range between 3 and 5, dependent.
Okay. And we're going to have to expect something from a master sales rep and also the other sales reps. What do we actually expect? You know, is there a certain threshold that they have to reach?
Well, you can set goals if you wish. That's up to you. I don't think they're worth a whole lot because most reps are very motivated. I mean, frankly, if I've got a product and if I'm going to spend my time on it, I want to get paid. So my goal was to get in front of all the potential buyers as soon as I can.
What if we hire you and you accepted it and you know we're not calling you every day to find out what you're doing, but how do we keep track or how do we know that you're actually working on our product?
I would expect to talk to you once every probably 2 weeks.
Okay.
And give you a little bit of an update and let you know what's going on in the territory.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked.
Sure. Okay.
So that sounds great, and this is great because inventors need to know, you know, they'll call and they'll ask, but it's great to have this information available to them on our show. Super. So when you wake up in the morning now, what do you do? What's a typical day for you?
Well, unfortunately, it's not what it used to be. I used to love to get out and make lots of sales calls. Nowadays, there are fewer customers, fewer places to go, so a lot of my time, unfortunately, since and sitting at a computer following up on orders, problems, shipping, labeling, presentations, et cetera, et cetera. So I spend 75-plus percent of my time at a computer just like somebody working in a regular office, if you will. The rest of my time, hopefully, I'm out making sales calls. There just aren't as many customers, so not as much time spent in the field.
Okay. When you go on these sales calls, what do you bring with you? If we're not there, obviously you're going to have samples of products.
I'm going to have a sample and a sales samples and a sales presentation.
Okay. Are you putting a PowerPoint presentation together?
Generally, yes. And sometimes that's put together by the manufacturer. They may want to do it themselves, or they may want us to do it. And that's entirely up to them. We'll do it if we have the information. If they want to do it, they can do it.
Typically, a buyer looks at a product and they kind of can gauge right away, yes or no. Do you feel sometimes that it's overdone to have a whole presentation set up and just basically show them the product?
I don't. I firmly believe in having a reasonable presentation set up, because it's true they may gloss over some of your presentation, but they need to know some details that they won't get if you don't have some kind of a presentation to put in front of them.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Now, when you're talking about your typical day, most of the time is on the computer, but you are going on these appointments. Am I paying as the manufacturer inventor, or do you pay to go all over the country?
Oh no, that's my expense. I have invested. When I sell something to Walmart, for example, if I attempt to sell something to Walmart, I usually have between $40,000 and $50,000 of my own money invested in time, money, travel, expenses, and so forth before I make my first dollar.
Wow. Okay, that's great.
Because I've been up there frequently. Often the sales cycle at a key account like that is well over a year. And oftentimes I've been up there 5, 6, 7 times at my expense to see them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very interesting. I didn't know that. What about trade shows? Maybe we could just tap on that for just a moment.
Yeah, I think we ought to touch on that, because that's really, really important for a new vendor and a manufacturer of a new product. Because what a trade show is all about is it's the place that buyers go to find new product. And the whole object, a buyer's goal in life is to find something that's new, different, that can put him above other retailers. And so if you've got a product and you don't really have it well exposed, a trade show is the place to start. For me, trade shows have become less important, because the fact is, with my key accounts, they know I'm going to call on them. I've probably already showed them everything they're going to see of my lines before I even get to the show. If not, they know I'll see them immediately after the show. So they frequently won't even set appointments with me, because if they set appointments, they're running back and forth between appointments, and they don't get to actually walk the show and find the new items.
That's a good point. Very interesting. So that's basically trade shows and getting out there and showing the product. What happens when you are fortunate and you get an order from a key account? What do you do next?
You step back, take a deep breath, and realize that your job just started. Because getting the sale is the easy part. Every single key account has a specific method of doing business. For example, the account that I specialize in, HSN, has a very specific method, and they have a manual that's about an inch thick that outlines the parameters down to a very fine point. It includes everything from packaging, labeling, shipping parameters, on-air requirements, EDI, which is electronic data interchange. And as a manufacturer, or as a rep, that is, I can help to some degree, but the real execution of all of these rules has to be handled by the manufacturer in-house. And it's very, very important, because if you don't abide by the rules, they will charge you back till the cows come home, and sometimes it'll cost you to do business with them.
Okay.
It's terrible.
So
you're
there to help us with it, since you
Absolutely.
Have the experience, or you just stay out of it?
Oh, no. We'll help you with it. But certain things we can't do. I mean, I can't come and show you how to put the right size label with the right copy on it.
Okay. I have
that's
a quick
something
question.
That's in the manual,
when
and you've
you
got to figure
paid?
It out. Pardon me?
I have a listener asking, when do you get paid?
When do I get paid?
Yep.
Well, I get paid one of two times. It depends on the manufacturer, and I agree to either one. Sometimes people pay me when their merchandise ships to the customer. Other people pay me when they get paid.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we're just about under a minute left of the show. Steve, you're a great guest. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you give the inventors some last words of wisdom from you?
All I can do is encourage all of you to find a qualified salesperson to help you sell and market your products, because unless you're really an excellent salesperson yourself, the downside of not finding a good rep is that you may have a wonderful product that never goes anywhere.
So just keep on inventing and putting it out there and finding the right salespeople to get it out for you, right?
Exactly.
Excellent. Okay, you want to give your email address one more time?
Sure. It's SALLEN 4172 at AOL.com.
Okay, thank you so much. That was Steve Allen from Allen Marketing. on Got Invention Radio. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week.
If you own a business, here's a concept that can give your business a serious breakthrough. I call it the stadium pitch. What if I could put all of your potential buyers in a giant stadium and give you the chance to walk out and present to them all at once, making your company famous in a single day? Could you do it? 99% of business owners surveyed are not prepared. Are you? If we put you in front of all your potential buyers right now, listen, there are 14 strategic objectives for an opportunity like this, and I'll bet you won't think of more than two or three. Heck, I'll give you all 14 if you call 800-833-0111. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades creating business breakthroughs, and now I've teamed with Chet Holmes, the author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. This stadium pitch concept is invaluable if you're a business owner who wants to be at the cutting edge of business breakthroughs today. And it's expertly depicted in a stunning report that I'll give you as my gift if you call 800-833-0111. Leave us your email, and we'll email the report to you in 5 seconds. Call 800-833-0111.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt. And it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you consider gold? You don't need to be a market professional to enjoy the benefits. Gold is for people looking to diversify their portfolio. It's a scarce resource with intrinsic value. Talk to your financial advisor, then call. And speak with Goldline to learn more about the types of gold available, including Swiss and French gold coins and proof American coins. Considering gold as part of your diversification strategy is common sense. Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. As a thank you for your call, you'll receive the latest issue of the American Advisor Newsletter, a $25 value with the Goldline Investor Kit. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. 800-711-9042.